This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Thursday, June 6th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. North of Zanesville, several homes are destroyed and at least 5 people were hospitalized after a tornado tore through the town of Frazeesburg in Muskingum County last night. The National Weather Service has also confirmed tornadoes touched down in Knox County and in northeastern Delaware County near Centerburg. A GoFundMe has raised more than $180,000 for the family of 3-year-old Julian Wood, who was fatally stabbed outside of a Cleveland-area grocery store. ONN's Candace Hare has details.
They are remembering him as a rambunctious little boy who loved school and loved dinosaurs. Loved one posted that on a family GoFundMe page. Now, you may remember that Julian and his mother, Margot, they were walking out of the Giant Eagle here in North Olmsted when they were stabbed on Monday in what North Olmsted police are saying at this stage appears to be a random act. Both Julian and Margot were taken to the hospital, but Julian did not make it.
In central Ohio, the Franklin County Coroner's Office has confirmed a teen died after a car crashed into an apartment building on Monday night. ONN's Yolanda Harris.
This happened on Clubway Court in Powell. Dublin police confirmed 6 people were in the car at the time of the crash, and the car was not stolen. Dublin Jerome High School put out a statement saying 16-year-old Ethan Bleck was a student at the school. It says in part, quote, "Our heartfelt sympathy and prayers go out to Ethan's family, friends, and all others in our community who knew and loved Ethan," end quote.
Police say 2 of the 5 passengers in the vehicle were reportedly inside the trunk of the car when the crash happened. Charges of aggravated vehicular homicide, aggravated vehicular assault, and reckless operation have been filed against the 16-year-old boy who was driving. In southwest Ohio, a man was injured in a road rage shooting yesterday. ONN's Parker Testa reports.
Around 10:20 Wednesday morning, shots were fired on northbound I-675 in Beaver Creek. A man in a work van says another car quickly approached the rear of the van and pointed a gun at the driver of the work van. Both men exchanged gunfire when the work van's driver was hit. He was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. No charges have been filed against either of the men.
In Plain City, northwest of Columbus, police have identified the man killed in a deadly house fire on Tuesday. Here's ONN's Tracy Townsend.
This happened on Bigelow Avenue near West Main Street. Crews say they saw smoke coming from the house, and that's when the police chief says 45-year-old Benjamin Jenkins was found unresponsive in the living room. They took Jenkins outside and performed CPR, but he later died. The cause of that fire is still not clear.
In Hamilton County, a law enforcement official has been charged for an alleged assault last year in downtown Cincinnati. More from ONN's Angela Ann.
Court records show 62-year-old Jerry Campbell is facing misdemeanor charges of assault and disorderly conduct. He allegedly shoved a man to the ground, causing injury to the man's knee in a parking lot near the Heritage Bank Center back in November. Campbell is the chief probation officer for the Common Pleas and Municipal Courts of Hamilton County. He has entered not guilty on both charges and is currently on administrative leave.
State leaders announced a new initiative that will add more law enforcement on highways this summer in an effort to make work zones safer. ONN's Doug Petcash in Columbus has the story.
This new initiative will specifically target work zones with extra law enforcement, more troopers in cruisers, on motorcycles, and in helicopters. Governor Mike DeWine says this is not about writing tickets. It's about saving lives of travelers and of road workers. According to the State Highway Patrol, there were more than 25,000 work zone crashes from 2017 to 2021. 97 people died in those accidents. Another 9,000 were injured. Over that time period, troopers issued more than 44,000 citations in work zones, 76% of them for speeding.
Near Toledo, Perrysburg Township is getting a second Amazon warehouse facility that will bring an additional 500 jobs to the area and funding to the Rossford School District. ONN's Andre Norrells explains.
Perrysburg Township trustees approved a 10-year, 100% tax abatement with Amazon. In exchange, Rossford Schools will get more than $640,000 a year for 10 years. So what does that kind of money mean? The majority of the tax dollars from the first Amazon facility paid for Rossford's multi-million dollar athletic complex.
And with school overcrowding being a big problem just next door in Perrysburg, people think the city should consider going after developments like this to reel in more money for the overcrowded school district.
And automotive technological innovation continues in Ohio as Honda is now building hydrogen-based electric vehicles in Marysville, making it the first city in the U.S. to make those cars. Joe Mazzocchi is an engineering project leader for Honda.
We wanted to combine both the battery technology, the EV, so we could have some plug-in capability and range for short trips in town, as well as the hydrogen allows you for extended travel.
The cars are emission-free and last up to 270 miles on one charge. Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WBNS in Columbus, and WKYC in Cleveland, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.